This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Well, we just finished the first night of the Democratic debates for president, and what a clown show. Just unreal. We had Beto and a couple other people faking like they could speak Spanish. This is like the most horrific Spanish pronunciation that I think I've heard since maybe my freshman year at college, when I was in a Spanish class and I had to listen to my classmates talk the way Beto talks today, like muchas gracias, de donde sus zapatos. You know, it's like, it's the worst Spanish. It hurts your ears to listen to their Spanish. These people are such morons. I mean, if you're going to speak a foreign language, if you're going to try to pander to the vote of the Latinos, you should at least make an effort to pronounce their language in some way that respects their language. It's so bad, the pronunciation. It's just, it's truly like a bunch of clowns up there trying to pretend like they could speak Spanish and having their scripted Espanol little spiels, like they're up there saying, "Yo hablo un poquito Espanol." It's like the worst. It's the worst stuff imaginable. And I don't claim that I have perfect grammar in Espanol, because of course I don't. I mean, who can conjugate all those verbs in 12 different ways and get it right every time? I certainly can't. But at least I make an effort, you know, to pronounce things correctly, you know? Porque no importa qué idioma estamos hablando. See? I mean, just, but Beto is más estúpido que un perro. He's the dumbest person imaginable. His pronunciation, it literally hurts my ears to hear him speak Spanish. It's an embarrassment to all North Americans, frankly. I mean, for God's sake, just learn how to pronounce some basic words. ¿Por qué? No importa. Allí, allá, aquí, acá. Just have a little bit of respect for the language and the countries that Spanish-speaking people come from. Now, not to be, well, I guess Beto has some competition in the realm of being incredibly stupido, and that is from Julian Castro, which I guess you would pronounce Julian Castro. And Julian Castro is one of the candidates, apparently. I don't really know who he is, but He decided that it would be awesome to say that biological men who are pretending to be women, i.e. trans women, should get free abortions. Now, just to clarify, biological men do not have a uterus. Whoa! Now, maybe Beto doesn't know that, and it seems like the entire left-wing party has no idea that biological men do not have a uterus. Thus, they cannot get pregnant. They are not women. There wasn't a single person on the stage during the debate who broke out laughing when Julian Castro said that biological men should get free abortions. So how does this work? I mean, if we're going to play along with this pretend delusional world of all these morons on the left, do we pretend that men are pregnant so they can get a pretend OBGYN examination? And then they can get a pretend abortion so that they can pretend to be a social justice warrior? I mean, how far do you take the delusion? Because these people are mentally ill. These people should be in the psych ward. And yet, they stood there, they all stood there with a straight face while Castro said men should have free abortions. This is how insane the left has become. Not only do they want to give away real things to people, like here, have some free housing, have a free Obama phone, have free food stamps, free this, free that, free education, free healthcare in California. But what they also want to do is give away free stuff that doesn't exist. Free abortions for men. Yeah. How about free penis lengthening surgical procedures for women? Well, I mean, while you're at it, that would be just as stupid. Why didn't some Democrat on stage actually say that? Penis enlargement surgery for women should be a free benefit. Vote for us. I mean, it's, literally, when the Democrats start sounding like spam emails from the 1990s, you know the party has gone off the rails. They are so distanced from reality. They don't even recognize what's real anymore. They can't even talk in terms that are real. And that wasn't the end of it. They also, of course, have a lot of interest in all kinds of different ways to take away your guns. They want to confiscate them at gunpoint. They want to buy them back. They want to force you to turn them in. They want to register them. They want to make sure that nobody has a gun except their goons, their government goons, who will have all the firepower while the citizens are completely disarmed. Why are we not surprised to hear this from the same lunatics who act like they're speaking Spanish and want abortions for men? I mean, there are no words to describe how insane the radical left has become today. And this is what, it's become this competition to see how insane they can get. Instead of putting forth any kind of policy, any kind of ideas for actually solving problems and making America better, all they can do is virtue signal of how insane they are, how increasingly insane they've become. On the issue of abortion, for example, it was a competition the entire night just to see who could support the butchery of babies for the longest period of time, you know, not only third term, but then fourth term abortions after they're born, got to be killed. There wasn't a single Democrat on the stage who said there should be any limits to abortion, not even after they're born. So they're all virtue signaling each other to see who can be the most aggressive at mutilating and murdering children, and they think that is their winning strategy. Now, remember, these are the people who think men can get pregnant. So why wouldn't they just say murdering children is one of their highest ideals? I mean, that's who they are. These people are lunatics. Now, it looks likely, by the way, that Liz Warren might be the final candidate in all of this. And the reason I think that is because I noticed recently the media was trying to destroy Joe Biden. They've come to realize that Joe Biden is a freaking moron, and he's got a lot of corruption, especially involving his son and China and Ukraine and all these payments that his son has been receiving, hundreds of millions of dollars for doing nothing because his father was the vice president under Obama. Joe Biden is not only corrupt, he is an idiot. He is a low IQ plagiarist. He has no original ideas. He steals everything from somebody else and puts his name on it. He's the kind of guy in high school who would steal all your test answers so that he could try to get at least a C, because if left on his own, he would get an F because he doesn't know anything. That's Joe Biden. And Bernie Sanders is too radical for mainstream America. Bernie Sanders is basically communist, and all the videos have come out of him, you know, partying down in Cuba with the commies, go to Havana, celebrate the Communist Manifesto. That's Bernie Sanders. He's too radical. And although you might argue that he could win based on the youth vote, I don't think he can anymore. I think he could have won in 2016, but now that there has been a lot more coming out about the dangers of socialism and communism over the last few years, I don't think Bernie Sanders could win now. So the establishment is likely to go for Liz Warren because she's a woman, and they feel like a woman might be able to beat Trump just by getting votes from conservative women. And they actually might be right about that, especially if Trump doesn't do anything to stop the censorship. So we'll see what happens. But gosh, clown world has descended upon us. These Democrat candidates are lunatics and morons and idiots. And if they were to run this country, they would run it into the ground. They would turn America into Venezuela, and they would cheer while it's happening. The left-wing media would cheer all the mass starvation and the economic collapse and all the feces in the streets of San Francisco and all these other things that are going on because liberals are in charge of those cities. So think about that. Keep reading newstarget.com, one of my sites, and you can hear my podcast at brighteon.com. Thank you for listening. When you support us, we keep fighting for America. We keep fighting for your liberty, fighting for your natural health, for disease prevention, for education and knowledge about how to be healthy and how to live a productive, happy life. Support us at healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 products, lab tested, clean, ultra clean, the cleanest offered anywhere in the world. Healthrangerstore.com. Check it out. Support our mission and help enhance and protect your health at the same time.